When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Episode 162. Nice. I'm your host, David Ponner.
I'm your co-host, Atticus
Finch.
I was about to say, is that a thing?
Yes.
Okay, because for some reason Finch popped in my head and I was like, oh, but I thought I came up with that. But then you said Finch and it kind of scared me. So I was like, whoa, did we think of the same name? What's it from? Is it a book?
To Kill a Mockingbird.
Oh.
I think it's the character.
Okay.
Kill a
Mockingbird. Atticus sounds like a good gay porn name. Like, if I had to choose a name to be a gay porn star, probably go
Asicus.
By... Ooh, Asicus, and you just kiss ass.
Yeah.
I like that. That's like Jackson when he's working around the office.
I know. Today he's cleaning up because he made a mistake yesterday.
Made a big mistake.
He doesn't want us to talk about it. And this cord, I'm trying not to touch it, but it's this mic is in an odd...
Well, he knows we got some bitches coming to the office later, so... You know, we said, Jackson, clean the place up. The bitches are coming over. So he's currently out there with his little feather duster and, oh, dropped my phone out of my pocket.
You'll never see that thing again.
God damn it. The carpet swallowed it. We had such deep carpet in this recording room that it's like 3 feet deep.
Instead of that, the floor is just kind of like the think of the texture of a sewage grate. Or like those old storm, like the storm drains.
It's just like bars, essentially.
And like there's like fucking just like there's just trash and stuff that's been falling
just underneath.
Down at the bottom of a pit.
No, it reminds me
of like some high like 10-story pit,
like in a parakeet cage. How there's the floor underneath like the cage that collects all the shit so you can like clean it out. It's like that, but it goes 10 stories down in the recording room. It's great for soundproofing. But if you drop your phone or your keys, you're not getting that back.
No, unfortunately not.
Absolutely not. Or if you were to drop like your jewel down there, ain't seeing that thing again. I was cleaning my car the other day and I found an old one of my jewels underneath
the
seat.
You know, they're like collectibles in a game right now for you because it's like it's almost like if someone were to be given the side quest, it's like, hey, please, my name is Matthew Watson. Fuck, I lost all of my jewels. If you find them throughout the land, could you please return them? I'll give you a reward if you manage to collect them all.
Okay, here's the thing. I don't jewel anymore, but how good would it be in a Super Mega game if that's a side quest? Like, you have to find all of my lost jewels.
But they're, like, throughout the whole map.
The entire world.
Yeah.
Because when I used to jewel, I lost a lot of jewels. And I was such a little addict that I was like, fuck, I have to go buy another one right now.
And then
I'd find the other one. So I ended up having, I think I've probably owned 9 or 10 jewels, which is very, and when you think about how much a jewel costs, that's like $700 of just the jewels. And then I also I can't even tell you how many pods I've gone through.
Dude,
you remember how when I was in like my deep jewel phase, how many pods I was sucking down a day?
My brain is still on the game that we're talking about.
Oh, the search, the hidden jewels.
Yeah. What if there was a side quest for me and the reward at the end of that was like this weapon that you could use like once per level or something, not a weapon, but like this item you could use once per level or just a certain amount of times. And it's just called Ryan's Cigarette. And whenever you take a puff, you become invincible and you can kill any enemy in one hit. Like I get all muscular and I go,
like it's like big Popeye's spinning.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's just a cigarette.
Yeah. Then you go, and then during the coughing is the transformation to like muscles and stuff. Like,
but your eyes are all like, your teeth are all yellow and shit though. And your eyes are all like yellow.
But you become strong and like, right before it starts, a thing comes down to show my lungs and they're going, they're super healthy.
That's right, because smoking like, actually does, it's good for your lungs, despite, so a lot of people think that smoking's bad for you, but it's actually, there's a lot of studies that say that it is good for you.
Nicotine's good for you, folks.
Nicotine, it keeps your brain up on moving,
you know? Stimulant.
It's great stimulant. It's fantastic.
Especially when you put it in a tobacco cigarette.
I think everybody should at least try nicotine. See if they get addicted. It's worth a try. I don't,
I'm sure nicotine has some actual, like, it is a stimulant at the end of the day. If it wasn't paired with a cigarette, would it, like, could doctors...
Do you mean, like, does nicotine have any good qualities?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's a stimulant. So just like caffeine, I guess, you know. It's got a...
I need my nicotine.
Because caffeine's good.
It's me slapping a patch on my forearm.
Do you ever consider nicotine patches?
No.
No?
I tried the gum and it made my mouth feel
awful.
Dude,
the gum made my throat just tingle.
Just disgusting.
In a bad way. Try the patches, man. Slap them on.
Yeah.
I would love to... when I have a new prank on Jackson, okay? When Jackson's sleeping, I'm going to start putting nicotine patches on him. So he's going to suddenly just have this, like, craving all the time.
I feel
time.
Like you've had this idea before.
I was going to do it. Actually, Jackson and I were going to do it to our friend Christian.
Okay.
So yes. He would just okay. Like, he'd have this craving and have no idea what it's for.
I need
you know?
A cigarette.
Like, would that happen? Would you just suddenly be craving cigarettes all the time, even if you've never smoked one?
Well, since your brain connects it with, I don't know, because if you don't know it's nicotine, then how would your brain know
to search it out?
You'd
probably just be, like, agitated all the time, you know?
Yeah. Until you gave someone a cigarette, and all of a sudden it'd be like, whoa.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And so you make their first experience with a cigarette something biblical. Like, something just, it's a fucking religious experience.
That's a way to guarantee an addiction to cigarettes, is, like, if you really want to get someone addicted to cigarettes, do the nicotine patch thing for, like, a month straight.
I've been, like, whenever Justin visits, I go to where he's sleeping, and, like, while he's sleeping, I, like, smoke a cigarette next to him. I'll just kind of, like, be on my phone. I'll smoke my cigarette, so hopefully the secondhand smoke and just
gets
being
him a little
in that
bit addicted.
Room will get him addicted, and I'll have a smoking buddy. I'm kidding. I really want to quit for good at some point, but I'm a son of a bitch. I'm a fat piece of
of bitch. Stop. You're not a fat piece of bitch, Ryan. You're a beautiful piece of awesome sauce. You know?
Yeah.
Well, what's wrong with your leg? What's wrong? Ryan's showing me his inner thigh right now and picking at something.
Just an ingrown hair.
Yikes, man. Yikes. That's no fun. Ingrown hairs aren't fun.
I like plucking them. Going bloop.
You ever had an ingrown toenail?
Yes.
Not fun, dude. Not fun at all. That shit is not pleasant.
You ever get, you know, because the nail starts to grow into your skin?
Yeah.
And so you have to take the sharp end of the, like, toenail clippers and, like,
no, don't
dig
get,
in
I,
a little
don't
bit
get,
and
stop.
Clip it.
I don't want to. That's,
It's actually very rewarding whenever I could, like, dig it out and just kind of solve it. Even though it sucked, it's
I
like.
I hate that, dude.
It was like playing Operation on myself.
Yeah.
Because the stakes they're about the same as the game operation.
You know, speaking of stakes.
We went to a tiki steakhouse place.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
It was fucking delicious.
It was. My favorite part about that meal was honestly probably the
garlic
bread.
Yeah, dude, the garlic bread was tight.
Yeah, we were talking in the last podcast about carbs. I shouldn't eat too many.
Well, garlic bread is
delicious.
That's an exemption, right?
Yeah, of course.
When you're counting carbs, you don't have to worry about garlic bread. It's so good. You can just be like, yeah, whatever.
The go-to option was gluten-free bread. The option for the... Oh, wow, that's a lot clearer.
That is nice, yeah.
Okay. We ordered from a sandwich place today, and by default, it comes with gluten-free bread. And so I was like, I'll fucking try it. Not good. I don't like it.
Gluten-free bread is definitely,
it's like,
you can tell.
It like breaks apart like styrofoam.
Yeah, it's kind of crumbly. Gluten-free bread is definitely,
I just wish I
tell.
Had regular bread.
I'm not a huge fan of gluten-free bread. I've had good gluten-free pizza. Pizza's all right if it's gluten-free, but like,
yeah.
I feel like a sandwich, gluten-free bread, it's just not, it's not the real deal, man. It's not the same shit. So is gluten like, for normal people that don't have celiac or... I think, is that what it's called? Or like a gluten intolerance. Is gluten like bad for you?
Isn't it sugar?
Gluten?
Glucose?
Oh, I don't know. Is it? I don't know what it... I don't actually really know what gluten is.
Open the door.
Jackson!
Yeah,
come here. We need your expertise.
What's gluten?
Is it a type of sugar or what is it?
No, it's
because I for some reason I was like, oh no, I'm thinking, sorry, I am thinking of glucose.
Oh,
they just glue.
No,
sorry, gluten is.
I don't know precisely the scientific.
It could kill you, and you don't know what it is.
It's essentially what binds together a lot of the things in flour when you're baking bread. So, you know, gluten is naturally occurring in a lot of grains and things like that, particularly wheat. And that's why, you know, it's harder to make gluten-free things when you bake them, because it's what keeps it all together. It mm-hmm. acts as a glue almost, which
is that why the bread I had today was like more crumbly?
Yeah, it's crumbly and it falls apart and it like it almost is kind of stale.
Yeah,
which is what you get from it, which it kind of sucks.
So like, so is it like a living hell? Because you're like, I fucking
well, yeah.
Well, sometimes you cheat and you're like, yeah, of course. Because
I'm not like a celiac like some people are, where like if I eat it I'll die. Mm-hmm. Or some people like it literally like eats through their intestines, kind of.
Yeah,
like,
Jesus Christ.
Thanks, what happens if you eat gluten? You just get bad shits.
Yeah, it kind of varies. I get some really bad rashes sometimes on my skin or on my face. My lips will swell up.
Is there a medication you can take before eating?
Yes, I actually found one in the last year. They have some pills that they definitely help. And it, you know, typically when I eat gluten, my poo-poos get very runny, wet, and smelly. This way, they're not as smelly and they're more solid.
I can. Okay. I can,
it's kind of like a lactate.
I can testify on that one.
Yeah.
But thank you very much.
Of course.
For some reason, I thought it was connected to sugars.
Well, and it's, I don't know,
because I'm stupid and I link things that sound similar together.
The gluten allergy just like came up when I was like in high school. Because like before that, I was like, ooh, cakes, pizza, pastries, and I was like, at my birthday party where I got like a shit ton of pizza, and like my lips are just like massive on my face. I'm just like a little kid at like his, you know, 10th grade birthday party, and I have like these massive red lips.
That sounds horrible.
Do you have any pictures of that day when you had big old lips?
Probably somewhere. I'm sure I can find them.
Big old red lips.
Mm-hmm.
See, you don't even have to do the Kylie Jenner challenge. You just got to eat some pizza or something. I've never seen your lips swollen. I want to see this now.
Ooh, can we see how bad it can get?
There's a loaf of bread. Go eat all the bread.
Let's do it.
Eat all the bread. Well, it sucks. I miss bread so much. Like,
you'll have it every now and then, right?
Jackson, what are the odds you have to go eat a slice of bread right now?
Matt, that's going to hurt me.
I know. So what are the odds?
No.
It's not just an inconvenience. It medically, physically, it affects him.
Jackson, if you don't eat this piece of bread, we're taking away your health insurance.
Okay. I haven't gotten sick yet anyway. I think I'm good.
I don't need that stuff. Ryan, what are the odds you eat a piece of bread?
I don't want to.
Oh, dude.
That's a good one, though.
I know.
You should save that one.
Well, what was the one Jackson bet you last night? It was, what are the odds you have to sleep with all your lights on tonight?
Yeah. Like the most obnoxiously inconvenient.
It's just inconvenient.
And mine was to him, because that one was a backfire to mine, because I said, what are the odds you have to sleep with Wubba Lubba Dub Dub Dubstep playing?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Like, constantly
on loop.
I wasn't
that opposed to that, because I was like,
it's loud.
I can put it, me and Matt's rooms are next door.
So as long as you know it's bothering Matt, you can sleep easy.
The speaker just point toward him, so it's like,
I'll just hear it through the wall, like, boop, 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 boop. And that would be horrible. It would just be, like, coming through the wall real, real annoyingly. Which, I never even hear you playing music in your room. Do you play music in your room?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I
don't
hear
you
playing music in your room.
It's because I got that subwoofer. Yeah,
you usually keep your speakers rather loud.
Yeah,
I would say your speakers are usually the loudest.
Yeah,
out of.
Well, see, I have that little Bluetooth speaker back the other day. That's all I use.
That one's awful. He came out with that one, and it was the most obnoxious thing I've ever
heard.
It's
like the size of like a golf ball.
It's a Fortnite Bluetooth speaker that we got at Best Buy. That's of Peely, and it's. It literally sounds like an old Nokia cell phone, like playing a song out loud. It's so bad.
It's great.
There's like zero
bass.
It has
a little keychain too, so I can just keep it on my person at all times.
Where is it?
It's at home, because I never charge it.
Oh, so you did take it home.
Well, I was like, I need to charge it. I'll take it home and charge it and bring it back. I just forgot to bring it back.
Damn, you got to bring that back. Like ASAP. Ooh. Fuck.
Well, I'm just going to turn this up and play some music in the room.
Okay, yeah. Thank you very much.
Can you turn that up? Will it play music in here? Let me see.
Yeah, I'm playing music right now.
Oh, yeah. There it is.
What you listening to?
What you listening to?
Just my monthly playlist. I don't know exactly what artist this is right now, but
I forgot. If I just turn up that dial on the wall, it's gonna play music out loud in the room.
Yeah,
that's pretty
it's
neat.
It's nice, and it's playing in the other room, so you can't even hear it.
Yeah, I know. That's nice.
Well,
thank you for the gluten interview.
Of course.
You have a good rest of your day.
Have a good podcast.
Yeah,
thanks,
thank
Jackson.
You. Thank you very much.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now All you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
Bye, sweet boy.
What if he's just a sweet little lad?
Sweet little lad, you know?
Yeah, a hard worker, significant within the company.
A hard,
a nice face to wake up to.
Absolutely. Look, I see that mustache. I see that mustache and those beautiful eyes looking at me. And then I am in the echoing of some kind of joke about brain or dome. Beautiful. It's a great thing to wake up to.
Which is a large part of the Hotline Miami. Playing footsie?
Yeah, playing maybe a large part
of Hotline Miami were those jokes.
Oh, yeah. In the later episodes especially. That's just all it was. It's good shit.
I think for an episode it was like nothing but for a bit.
I'm pretty sure it was too. Justin will have fun editing those.
I can't wait.
Can we talk about, this is a little bit late news by the time this podcast drops, but maybe a little somebody in this room, maybe two of the people in this office were on a certain TV show known as Ellen.
Oh, yeah. Because it was a day where we were working on The Office, and you stayed behind to get the wires and stuff.
I was setting up the wiring for the recording.
And we went out to get, like, furniture and other just basic stuff for The Office, I guess. And, you know, perusing around, and all of a sudden, this girl started talking to Justin. Was like, hey, like, she was like, can I talk? I forget the, it's.
She said, can we just talk?
Yeah, can we just talk? And to Justin, I was like, and so I dipped out of there. And
you
so
see it in the video. You just, like, abandoned Justin. You're like, whoop!
Because, like, she gave this vibe off, honestly. Because if you're, I guess, she gave this vibe off, like, she was, like, a very uncomfortable fan almost. Okay. And all of a sudden, like, I saw that she was like talking to Justin, constantly smiling, and it just gave off this weird vibe. And all of a sudden, like, Justin started having this weird face, like what she was saying was odd. And I was like, okay, this is definitely weird. What's going on here?
He's like, I don't understand.
Yeah, he's like, I don't understand. It's on Ellen's channel.
Yeah.
You can go check it out. To the IKEA real lyrics in real life.
Ellen featuring Super Mega, because Jackson, Ryan, and Justin are,
and Harrison.
Oh, Harrison's in it too.
Harrison's in the establishing shot of that scene.
They all appear on Ellen.
Yeah.
So you guys came home and you're like, we were just on Ellen. I was like, shut the fuck up. Seriously?
I know.
No way.
Look at us. We made it big.
I'm so proud of you guys.
It's funny because in that same day, I think Justin and I also saw Jay Leno driving in his Batmobile or whatever he was.
Fucking, that's a day of talk show hosts. That's insane.
I know. The universe is weird.
It is really weird.
But I've been looking for it. I was like, maybe they're not going to use it. And they used it. I knew kind of they had to use it because they have to tell you that they're filming something,
yeah, yeah,
and
yeah,
your signature and shit, because they're a show, blah, 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 blah.
Did they make you guys all sign stuff?
Mm-hmm. And I just knew that just Justin's reaction, and kind of like he starts walking away fast. Like he's in the video subtitles, like walk fast, like walk faster, like something like that.
Who said that?
I feel like that was Justin. Like, because like Jackson, I think, was almost like blocking his way with the cart or buggy.
Classic.
But yeah, that was. I'm on Ellen. I never thought I would be on Ellen.
So you can say you made it. You can say.
I can say I've been on Ellen.
You should just start telling people, like, yeah, I've been on Ellen.
Then it's like when I show them, it's like, oh, like you weren't even the subject of the joke at all.
But technically.
But I was on Ellen.
You can say I've been on Ellen. And
how many
not
people
old,
have been on
lying.
Ellen? A lot of people. Think of all the studio audio. Yeah.
Tens of thousands. But you're able to say without lying, yeah, I've been on Ellen. So if you're trying to impress someone without...
Not including the studio audience. I have been... I was a part of the Ellen show.
Exactly, dude. You were part of the Ellen show. So I was... Now Ellen is... No, she probably doesn't watch that shit.
Yeah. Well, you're in the... Did they ever... You went to Bill Maher a while ago.
I'm not in that. I don't think so.
We did find ourselves in an old Jimmy Kimmel episode.
I'm in a Conan episode.
We went with Mark.
Mark, yeah.
Because I think we found ourselves.
Yeah. We're in the beginning, I think, like in the audience.
We're kind of front-ish.
Me and Ross are in an episode of Conan, and you can just see us sitting in the audience because they zoomed in on the guy next to Ross.
Yep.
And Ross was like, making faces and having fun. Oh, Conan, of all the talk shows I've seen, Conan was by far the best. Conan was entertaining. They treated the audience great, had a good time, felt very welcome, a lot of fun.
And he doesn't get political, am I right, folks?
Yeah, you're right. It was really fun, though. Conan's a good entertainer. Jimmy Kimmel was also fun.
That's when Andrew Garfield was doing an interview for something.
That's right.
It wasn't for Silence, was it?
No. This was for, I don't know.
It wasn't for Spider-Man, maybe. No way. No, it was for like an independent film he did.
I think so.
And
the girl from Victorious.
Yeah, and it's so, I think for me, like, that kind of, not ruined it, but like, I can't watch talk show stuff anymore, really, because I'm just, this is just an awkward, sometimes silent auditorium, and they're like, okay, let's do that again. You want to try that again, or do you want to go?
It's just that's kind of like how our last,
but it all flows so smoothly when you see it on, like, the internet or television.
That's how our videos are, though. Like, when we're recording podcasts and shit, there'll be, like, big moments of silence, and it's like, so what do you want to talk about?
Yeah,
like,
we don't have a live studio audience.
That's oh, man, if we did the podcast live to a studio, that'd be so uncomfortable.
There's some people who get there are some podcasts that get people to, like, sit in. I know what's it called? The Double Toasted is this podcast that talks about, like, the topical stuff, but mostly movies. They derived from an old website called spill.com where it was like animated. It was, I think his name is Corey Coleman. He would animate just him and his friends reviewing movies. Now he does a podcast with one of those people Harmontown. Who used to be on the show.
Harmontown has the live audience.
Yeah, that has a very specific live audience. This one has just kind of like a couch that sometimes people come and sit and watch them record a podcast.
Really?
Yeah. So it would be like if we had a couch over to the left somewhere, where Jackson and Harrison and some people could just sit.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Yeah. I don't mind that, because then it's just more people that can jump into a conversation.
Yeah.
If we ever do a live podcast setup, that'd be cool, just to have extra chairs so anyone can kind of just jump in if they wanted.
Like the audiences can just get on stage. And.
Yeah. No, when I say live podcast, I mean like a camera podcast, not like live on stage podcast. Because we've done live podcasts. Live podcasts are always like, that's why we strayed away from it in our show, because our show used to just be a live podcast, and then now it's more kind of like bit-based. But
it's like our channel, Variety.
Doing a live podcast, it's trickier, because it's like, I can talk about a bunch of boring shit on this podcast, and it's fine, but if you talk about boring shit on stage, then you're giving a boring performance, for like the stakes are higher.
We've never done any Let's Play shit on stage.
We've never done any live Let's Play stuff.
I think for me, it's more I like the variety, and with a game, it could take up a little too long, unless it was kind of like a game we kind of threw together quickly just for the show, like in terms of like a fake game show where people have voting devices type shit, maybe like that.
I like that. I would love to incorporate a game show into our live show.
Yeah.
Or we make our own video game that we play during the show.
We just play it. Isn't this fun, guys?
We should do a Let's Play, but just not speak. Just no commentary. Or just like the worst. So it's like, all right, so we're playing Mario Maker 2. And just press start.
Dude, imagine if we were like, come see Super Mega Live, where you get to see the finale of SpongeBob. And like, that's, you either show up to that show or you don't get to see the finale unless someone shittily records it off of a cell phone or something. You shouldn't do at live shows.
Please don't upload videos from our live shows to YouTube, because it's not just fair to the people that paid to be there.
And it's also shitty because I think we asked pretty nicely.
Jesus, Ryan. It's knocked your damn microphone.
That was a spin. Oops. Okay. Yeah, so fun little reminder.
Also, if you film the show and then put it online, then it's like, well, we can't do that bit again because now it's like, because like, just like a stand-up comedian or something, we do repeat bits because we're in a different city. So like, like, oh, this one worked really well in Orlando. Let's do this one again in the next
city. It's a lot of like trial and error too.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, oh, that bit worked well. Let's do that again in the next show.
Or that
but it's
bit
like
didn't work well. Let's not do that again.
Exactly. But then because it's on YouTube and people have already seen that, then when you see the joke, it's like, oh, I've already seen them make these jokes. So then it kind of ruins the surprise of the show. So please don't upload them. And if you have uploaded videos, we kindly request that you remove those.
I think at the end of the day, it just comes down to just being respectful of our wishes when we make them known at the show, you know?
Also, I get embarrassed by myself when I see videos of myself on stage. So
yes, please take them.
Please take them. Self-conscious. Yeah, but shows are fun. We got our Texas tour coming up pretty soon. It's our last tour of 2019.
Thank God.
It's gonna be fun though. It's only three shows. Like, I'm ready just to relax.
I'm ready for November to just stay home. Just be in LA and that's it. I don't want to go anywhere.
And most of December too until Christmas. My
aunt, that's gonna be like two. Oh, thank God. Ooh,
my aunt texted
just like,
me.
You know, I love traveling and touring's fun, but sometimes you just know been non-stop, you always get homesick. Regardless, I feel like there's always a point where, like, I'll miss Lego. I'll miss just being home. I'll miss just being in my bed.
Well, when I first moved out here, first, like, 3 years I lived out here, I would get homesick for South Carolina. But now I get homesick for L.A. when I go to South Carolina. Yeah. And I'm like, I just want to get back. And also,
isn't that a weird thing? It's like,
it just flips.
There is that moment, because I had the moment, too, where at the start of it, I think it's honestly worked kind of the opposite in a weird way for me, because I used to be like, I don't want to go home. Ah, fuck South Carolina. I love it out here in LA. And now I do still love it out in LA, but I do yearn for home more. But then now when I go home after like being like, oh, I'm so homesick, I get there, and I'm like, oh, it's not as like, there's not much to do anymore.
I think it's because
friends have moved on.
We miss the good. Because, you know, you built really good memories at home. You built, like, with all your friends and stuff. But then when you go back, you realize, like, oh, I missed that stuff, not specifically coming back.
If there's no regrets, I have. But it does make me, I don't know, the YouTuber crying on his pile of gold, whatever, you know, that comment.
You have a pile of gold?
Shh. It's Ryan, we need to talk about this.
When did you get gold?
I just took it out of our account.
We have a gold account?
It's like, what?
We have, like, just bricks of gold. Yeah, dude, I have all the Patreon money. I invested it in gold.
But you know what I'm saying, like, those comments. It's just like, if there's one thing that does make me sad sometimes when I kind of look at the grand scheme of things.
It's how gay you are?
Yeah, that.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt a serious moment.
No, it's okay. That's what we're known for. We can never get a conversation or serious conversation out.
What makes you sad is?
Is just that, I won't be able to get that time back that I could have spent with friends back home. Because I didn't get that many friends out here in terms of people to hang out with when I first moved out here. Like, even it took a few years for me to get people that I normally, like, would hang out with. I mean, you're included in just kind of, like, just because I lived with you, so... You know how sometimes you just want to get out of the house?
Wasn't really hanging out,
You know what I mean? It was just...
We didn't really hang out. We just existed together.
Yeah, and so...
Because it's different between going out and, like, having a fun day and, like, going to the movies and, like, doing some fun shit as opposed to just, like, being in the apartment together. Because we're hanging out, but we're not really hanging. It's not, like, special.
Yeah.
Kind of like with a significant other, you can just hang out a lot, but then, like, date night is more special.
Yeah.
We didn't have enough date nights.
No, we didn't. Unfortunately, we should have a date night soon.
There's always room.
We should have a nice little Ryan and Matt day.
I would love to, man. I love Ryan and Matt dates.
You leave the Tucker brothers home, and I'll leave Lego home.
I know I bring him
out too much.
He's wild at restaurants, man.
Sometimes he has to take the seat, and you have to just kind of stand there.
It's uncomfortable, yeah.
I just remember moments of going home when my friends were still in college, and there was a lot to do because they were on campus, and I would sleep over at their, like, dorms and stuff. It was, like, this nice experience, and now it's kind of calmed down to where I'll go and visit, and I'll go hang out with friends for, like, a couple hours. I remember back in college we used to get, you know, a lot more fucked up, and now it's a lot more relaxed. While we do partake every now and then in some alcohol, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Take a sip. I'm not going to say it's not as fun. But it's definitely a more laid back vibe.
Everyone's older. Everyone's getting married now. My friends are like starting to get married.
I'm going to a wedding.
I know, and
I'm going to a wedding soon.
One of my friends that I used to work with and was really good friends with in high school, he's just about to get married. And
I want
to
bring this up. I want to bring this up.
Okay, yes. Let's bring it up.
How small is this fucking world, dude? Like, our world in particular, because
we never knew each other until we met each other out in California. Yeah. So we didn't know each other back in South Carolina.
Nope.
But my best friend from high school is getting married soon
to a particular girl who happens to be the sister of my first girlfriend from like youth group.
Completely unrelated. Just somehow it worked out that way. So you could actually come to the wedding with me and see your first girlfriend.
I could see your fucking dad. I don't want to say their names and shit, of course.
See the guy that called you Dusky?
Yeah, he's the guy that called me Dusky.
My friend marrying her is quite a bit more, to quote, Dusky than you were.
Oh, yeah.
He's strongly Filipino.
I'm pretty sure he had to. He's the one that, and I quote, at one point said, "I'm not racist. I'm just prejudiced."
It's like those people that say, like, "I'm not racist, but I'm a race realist."
But good for your friend for breaking those boundaries and forcing their dad to.
I know.
Get used to the idea of
a brown Filipino boy marrying his
stuffing himself inside of his daughter for the rest of his life. God, if I ever see that family again,
like, so. We heard you're a YouTuber now, and we went and listened to one of your podcasts, just clicked a random one, and you were talking about us.
And you were talking about
My daughter, my precious daughter.
Was being, and then he puts up the quote, stuffed?
Listen, he has only recently deflowered her, and that was once. Only one time. Deflowering, that's a gross-ass term. Because
it just means undressing, right?
I'm pretty sure deflowering is like pop the cherry, like when you lose your virginity.
Hold on
like,
a second. Let's get another opinion. This is the Jackson show.
Jackson's deflowered many a women.
Don't give him a hint. Jackson! Come here real quick.
You fuck.
I might be wrong on this, actually. But that's what I always thought.
Hold on. What does the term deflower mean? Like to deflower?
To take someone's virginity.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought.
I always thought it was just to take someone's clothes off.
No, deflower. Think about it. Like, a flower represents innocence, right?
A vagina.
Exactly, yeah, and you're deflowering. Like,
you're taking the petals off of that beautiful vagina and making it some gross stuffed cunt.
It's called deflowering. You're taking their flower, which is represented by the vagina, because once you take it, no other man will want to be with her.
Oh.
Yeah. Which is true.
It's true.
If a woman cheats on their husband.
Well, if that happens, then the second hymen breaks.
And the husband can tell because there's a particular scent that will...
Smells like adultery.
Smells like the second hymen's been busted.
He'll notice because his wife will be much looser, which the only way that happens is by women sleeping with multiple men, as we all know.
Yeah.
I took in eighth grade, they made me take a sex ed class, and the teacher didn't say this stuff, but... Some kid beside me told me about it.
Is that, that's why, like...
It's like the AP level, I think.
That's why when, at least when I was a teenager in youth group, if you farted and it was an airy fart, people were like, "Are you getting fucked in the ass, boy? That's a...
They said that in youth group?
That...
Like the youth leaders asked you that?
No, not
Ryan,
the pastors.
Are you getting fucked in the ass, boy?
But like the seniors, where like we were younger, we'd be like, they'd be
like the senior citizens.
That sounded a little loose. He's like, "What? You need those tight farts. That's how you know nothing's been in your ass. Yeah. What have you been sticking up your ass?"
So basically, they were just trying to make sure you had the tightest asshole possible.
Hold on, come here. How many fingers can I stick in?
Three. Oh, that's gay, Ryan. I should barely be able to fit a pinky in there.
But look at it. I can kind of squeeze in a four.
Ryan, oh my goodness.
Good Lord.
You're too loose for this to not be the Catholic Church.
Now hold on. Can something cylindrical fit in there?
Oh, I could fit my entire penis. Ryan, this is so gay of you. I love the concept that like sucking a dude's dick is gay, but getting your dick sucked by a dude is not
gay. Simple logic.
Yeah.
Because if you are doing the fucking of any kind, you are the one committing the act. But if you're receiving, It's not you're just receiving an act.
No. The other way around though with anal sex. You
no,
know?
It's the same way with anal sex. If you're the one, you're gay. If you get fucked in the ass, that's for a game.
Okay, if you're the one pitching and you're the one thrusting into a man, you're the gay one. But if the man is riding you and he's going foom foom and getting his cute fat little kind of like peach fuzzed ass just thumping on your balls and cock, he's the gay one, not you.
No, I'm pretty sure. The way they talk about it in prison and stuff is whoever receives it is the gay one.
Well,
right?
The way they talk about it in youth group.
Sounds like Matthew's batting for the other team over here.
Uh-oh. This whole time I've been just like sucking dudes off because I thought it made me more straight.
It's like, what? So gay, I just let dudes fuck me. I thought getting fucked was straight.
Is that Danny's voice?
Yeah.
Wait a second, lovely.
I think I made a grave error.
Oh, no. I have a serious lapse in judgment here. I think I'm gay. Oh, man.
It's okay. I still have my hymen.
Actually, Danny, some bad news about that hymen. Imagine what... Oh, dude, there was a point when Brent...
Imagine Brent as Dan's gynecologist.
Now, Dan, let me see inside that pussy. What? Imagine Brent is a gynecologist.
No.
That's like, I feel like that should not be federally allowed.
I like the sound of that.
Lightning strikes, the sky darkens
thing,
and thunder claps.
I loved as a kid when people were like joking Brent's about how ass. They become a gynecologist, so they look at pussy all day, but it's like, realistically, that's like...
You're not going to want any pussy after that.
Just like, nice.
Here's the thing, like, yeah, I remember guys in middle school like, oh yeah, dude, I want to become a gynecologist, I can just see pussy all day. It's like, you're going to be seeing like 65-year-old like infected pussies. Like,
well,
that's,
yeah,
that's
yeast infections are very popular.
You're going to be smelling
some
shit.
That's disgusting that the woman's body can do that.
I know.
Penises, we don't have to deal with.
Can
any
we make
of that.
Bread from that?
You actually probably you can make yogurt.
Don't you
from
put
a,
it in yogurt?
You can put you can make yogurt from a woman's vagina.
From vaginal yeast.
Yeah, which I saw there's videos of that. Would you ever eat that for a video with me? No.
Here's the thing. Ryan, you have to say yes, and then we give you Chobani, and we make Matt eat that.
That would suck.
Or can you make, like, a Danimals with it?
Oh, like Go-Gurt? It's like, this is pussy yogurt, though.
I don't think I could get past the fact that it was...
Why? Because a woman's body is disgusting to you, Ryan?
What if it's from a cow with a yeast infection? You're already eating dairy from that, so it's not much different.
That is true. I feel like it's the same thing. Like I would rather eat an animal's cock than a human's cock.
Well, honestly, for me, above all else, it's the word infection that makes it unappetizing.
What? Well, no, it's not from a yeast. You don't make it from a yeast infection. It's just that.
But if a yeast infection is there, that's more yeast for the taking.
That's true. Yeah. That's more you can produce more product.
It's a surplus crop.
Yeah. So it's really a good idea to have dirty sex so the woman can produce more yeast.
Exactly.
Or like. Wash your cock and balls with like men's deodorized body wash, so it ups the chance of a yeast infection occurring.
Just throw some flour in there.
Yeah,
you know, just that. Take a handful of flour and just
some salt.
Yeah, you know, make
God,
a nice little. It's disgusting. It's a disgusting conversation.
God, why? Okay, I'm gonna be like, we're on a roll with disgusting. Is this every podcast? Every podcast we get into something like this.
I feel like it's been at least the last 10 we've talked about some pretty nasty stuff. But then I'm like, is it the last 10 or is it the last 162 episodes that we've?
Exactly.
I mean, I think from the beginning we've talked. It goes in phases. There's episodes that are grosser than others, and then there's ones where we talk about vagina
yeast.
So,
but we're just being all inclusive here at the Super Megaplex. We're not just talking about dick, balls, and cum.
We're
talking about hymens?
Dick, balls, cum, and pussy.
Exactly. Yeah. We're talking about pussy, too. Well, you know how, like, some, like, older men, especially, like, southern men, are kind of scared of the word vagina for some reason? Like, they just won't
I'm
say
scared
it.
Of vagina in general.
What if I call... Well
that's...
I don't think it's the word.
That's why you're not going to be here when the bitches come over.
Yeah,
later.
Keep cleaning.
I thought they weren't allowed.
No, the bitches are coming over today. We already told you this.
You're not allowed. They're not allowed to be here with you here as well.
I'm going
to
go on a walk. When that happens, and just I'll sit on the curb.
No, you can get home.
We're closing the blinds so you can't peek through again though.
We're gonna be making some vaginal yogurt.
I'm just gonna be like peeking through.
Jackson Cam.
A peeping Jack.
Ooh, we should put Jackson Cam on a porn video.
I'm gonna like drill a hole in the wall and like put a poster up over there so I can like move it to the side. And look in.
Oh man, well
I'll let you get back to it.
Yeah, thanks,
buddy.
You very
thank
much.
You for clearing that up.
Oh, and would you look at that? It's time for an ad break.
For my next trick, I'm going to make Ryan disappear and do these ad reads all by myself. Today's episode of Super Megacast is brought to you by Audible. Y'all want to hear something epic? I knew you did. Well, here it is. Audible has the world's largest selection of audiobooks and audio entertainment, including Audible Originals. Audible Originals are stories created exclusively for audio, including documentaries, exclusive audiobooks, and scripted shows that you can't hear anywhere else. Audible keeps you informed, inspired, and entertained. You'll finish more stories when you listen with Audible and always be part of the conversation. With the convenient Audible app, you can listen anywhere, anytime, and on any device. Mobile, Alexa-enabled, Bluetooth, and more! When I finish popping one out, I pop open the Audible app and I'll listen to audiobooks. I've been listening to The Things They Carry by Tim O'Brien, one of my favorite books about the Vietnam War. Very fun. That's on Audible. And so are a million bajillion other audiobooks. Listen at the gym, while shopping, in the car, while traveling on an aeroplane. Anytime you can't read with your eyeballs, you can listen with your earballs with Audible. And the best part is, Audible members get more than ever before. Every month, you can choose one audiobook regardless of price, as well as two Audible originals from a fresh selection. Members stay motivated and inspired with unlimited access to exclusive guided fitness and meditation programs. Ooh, so you can get your fitness on and your meditation on too. Sign up for free updates from the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and Washington Post delivered daily to the app. It's like newspaper in your phone. And Audible members can easily exchange any title they don't love at any time. Members keep their library of listens forever, even if they cancel. Start listening with a 30-day Audible trial. Choose one audiobook and two Audible originals absolutely free. Visit audible.com/supermega or text supermega to 500-500. Again, that's audible.com/supermega. Or text supermega, one word, to 500-500. Thanks, Audible! Now on to the next one! Squarespace! Listen, you need a website. I know you do. Everybody needs a website. Don't act like you don't. If you do, you're lying to yourself. You need a website, but you know, making a website is hard. You gotta learn coding, you gotta buy a domain name, all that hard stuff. Guess what? Squarespace makes it easier than it's ever been, ever on the entire history of the planet Earth. You can build your very own awesome website using Squarespace for whatever you want. There's tons of features like simultaneous posting, which is when Squarespace can authenticate with your social profiles, letting you auto-post your content to Twitter, Facebook, your personal or your brand page, Tumblr, all that stuff. All post entries and images are optimized and tagged properly, so descriptions and titles will be correctly referenced. And listen to this, with audio blocks that support podcasting, you can embed audio on your site and tag the audio for iTunes if the audio block is placed in a blog. Think about that, y'all. Trying to start up a podcast? Ooh, boom, perfect. Another feature I love is that multiple people can contribute to one site using the website manager. There's email campaigns, so you can stand out in any inbox with Squarespace email campaigns. The all-in-one platform makes it easy to unify your brand voice from your homepage to your emails. And that's important, y'all, that brand voice. You also can see a very detailed analytical view of your traffic, unique visitors, page views, trends over time, and you own all the content you put on your Squarespace website. They offer one-click data portability. I've been working on a little side project, and it requires a website, and I can't talk too much about it right now, but maybe I've been building a little something with Squarespace. Honestly, the tools for designing the websites are super simple, super easy, and they look incredible. You know, you're not going to look at it and be like, oh, this is one of those like cheap generic site builders. You can actually get really creative with it. Head to http://... Is it colon or semicolon? What is that?
Colon's two dots, semicolon.
Okay, that's a colon. So go to http://... Squarespace.com/supermega to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain using code supermega. Y'all know the name? Y'all know Squarespace? Put them together? Magic. Now I will make Ryan reappear. Welcome back, buddy.
Hey.
Those were some good ads, especially the Audible one. I just had to say something. Did you spill
ice? I spilled ice on the carpet. Luckily, it wasn't like coffee, though.
Matthew.
It was just ice. Did you see my method of cleaning it up was just rubbing it around the carpet to spread it out a little bit more?
Yeah, so it would dry quicker.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Do a little ASMR with this. This is good for ASMR. I feel like if I'm in an ASMR video, I'd be sipping a drink like this and just be like, hey, guys. Today I'll be
I think maybe filled this. Up a little more with liquid. It's like it's a little too sharp.
We should do an ASMR video for real. We should do an ASMR video where we eat 12 hard tacos. Don't say a word. We should do a mukbang.
Okay.
I mean, mukbang's pretty big right now.
Is there any type of technology where we could put tiny microphones inside of our throats?
Dude, can we just get lobs? Dude, can we get just lav mics legitimately just for the ASMR video of us eating, like the mukbang, just actually have the mic in our mouth while we eat?
We might bite down on it and break our teeth.
Well, I mean, if you put the mic like in the back, you know, to the side and kind of keep it there with your tongue.
Okay.
I'd be really curious as to what that would sound like. That'd be horrible.
Just oh, yeah.
And it'd probably peak. It'd be peaking like crazy. It'd be blowing out like all the audio.
You could get some clean audio if you wanted.
Tucker could figure something out. Yeah. Here, drill a hole in your cheek. Like poke a little hole and stick it through there. You know, like Steve-O.
Oh, yeah.
And then Tucker can hold it on like a boomstick and be like, great. And with headphones on.
What about my boomstick?
What boomstick?
It's a Ash versus Evil Dead reference.
Ash versus Evil
versus the Evil Dead.
I haven't seen it.
No, not Ash versus the Evil Dead reference. Sorry, it's fuck.
Tucker and Dale.
There's Evil Dead 2, and then Army of Darkness. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So
from Army of Darkness.
Was there a movie something Tucker and Dale?
Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
Okay, so it's Tucker actually and my funny. Father.
I liked it.
I still haven't seen Shaun of the Dead.
You should.
Oh, let me something before I forget. Earlier we were talking before all of that Hyman stuff. We were talking about traveling and how we're excited. My aunt, who I don't see that often, messaged me this morning and was like, "Please come back to South Carolina for Thanksgiving. You know, a lot of the cousins are going to be in town and it'd be really nice." And I straight up was like, "Nope. Harrison's cooking this year. Sorry, aunt. Like,
sorry, I'm not."
I just told her, I was like, "I already have plans." Because Harrison's, last year the Thanksgiving meal he made.
Did I come to? No. Y'all, you invited me to this year's.
Come to this year, dude. It's going to be fucking incredible. Like, the food
that
is
That wasn't
just,
me forcing, that wasn't me going, oh, yeah, you invited me.
Well, I actually didn't even remember. So you could have just easily slid just in. Like, yeah, you invited me. And I'd be like, oh, yeah, I guess I did.
But sometimes on holidays, I like the whole melancholy vibe of being at my place and ordering,
like being melancholy on holidays.
Some Chinese, I don't know. It's just a nice vibe. Just kind of chill.
Yeah.
Just kind of I'm going to order Chinese food and sit down. I say melancholy because it's not like, hey, what's up? Oh my God. Haha. I'm having,
it's more,
whenever you're playing a video game, for example, you're having fun, but you're never visibly having fun.
You just kind of just like,
how is that possible? Because usually when you're having fun, like with friends and stuff, you're smiling. Is it to like code to each other that, hey, I'm having fun? Is that the basis? That's the reason we smile? That's the reason
I wonder if it's like an unspoken communicative thing, you know, mm-hmm. where it's like, it's a social cue. So to show you're having fun, subconsciously, these things are happening. You're showing the signal because, when you're playing a video game or when I'm doing something really fun on the computer, I'm not sitting there like smiling. Like,
I know. There will be some times where I like laugh a little bit or I'll be like, oh, like I will sometimes just be like, oh, I loved that. Like I'll just say that, but very rarely.
Like, why smile on a roller coaster but not, you know, when you do a smoking crack? Those are both very fun and the endorphins are going crazy, but why do you only smile when you're around other people? But even like if I'm smoking crack around other people, I'm not going to smile. You know, I'll look like a goofy fool. Sometimes, actually. Depends on the...
You ever done crack out of a spork?
No, I haven't.
Shit's whack, dude.
Shit sounds whack. I smoke crack out of an apple. Really good shit.
You smoke crack out of a narwhal, though?
Narwhals.
Ever smoke weed out of some bacon?
Dude, only when the narwhal baconed at midnight.
Did I smoke weed? Want to get some Mogwai?
What the fuck is Mogwai?
It's the gremlin creatures.
What?
They're the cute versions of the gremlin creatures.
Like, get them as pets?
Yeah. I watched the Red Letter Media of Gremlins 2, and now they're on my mind.
Oh, man. Oh, I would love to get a pet for the office.
Now
the
I want to Megaplex... watch the first Gremlins.
I've never seen Gremlins.
Steven Spielberg had a big part in it.
Really?
He produced it. I mean, I wouldn't say a big part in it. Forget the director's name. They were ranting and raving about him.
I had no idea.
But the director is just a fun guy. It was by Amblin Entertainment.
Amblin, they made E.T., didn't they?
Yeah, that's Steven Spielberg's.
Oh, okay. What about if we got a pet for the Super Megaplex, what would we get?
The monkey.
Just release a bunch of ferrets.
Oh, ferrets.
Dude, ferrets are so cute, but they smell so bad. That's like the worst smelling. We all knew a kid that had a ferret.
To any of our podcast listeners who have ferrets, we know what kind of person you are just by the fact that you own a ferret.
It's disgusting. I bet your room smells like feces.
I bet you let them pee on your carpet. I bet you don't wash your hair for like months on end.
I bet you just sit at home and watch Let's Plays while your ferret shits and pisses all over your room.
Matt, can I ask you to do something rare that we don't do on the podcast so much?
What?
Ferret people be like, and then throw up a picture of a disgusting fucking human being.
Well, what if that person sees that I used the picture? And they're like, what the
then
hell?
They make it a meme, so it's like, they're like, I'm a meme, so I'm used for everything.
All right, it's done.
Thanks,
I put it
dude.
Up on screen.
Thanks, did you?
If you're watching on YouTube right now, it's up on screen. If you're listening on streaming services, tough shit. You're just going to have to imagine what I threw up. Or go to the YouTube
and
link.
Give us a view.
Ha ha.
We're evil. We're evil fucking businessmen.
No, we've been putting this podcast on streaming services before YouTube.
Bitch.
And I hope you guys have been liking that. Because we've actually been consistent. We've been uploading it consistently. Bitches.
Bitches.
What's up, bitches?
What's up, bitches?
It's Chad Warden.
Bitches.
We got to get Freddie back on here so he can say his bitch.
Bitch is such bitch. Bitch. Bitch.
Who are you, Jesse Pinkman?
Bitch.
We got to get Freddie back
here,
on here.
Mr. White. You bitch. Jordan Peterson stars as adult Aaron Paul, like Jesse Pinkman. In the new Breaking Bad movie.
I'm so glad
bitch.
I got away from
man.
I'm glad I got away from Walter.
Jordan Peterson's in rehab.
I was afraid he would be like a lobster and
you're spoiling Breaking Bad. Fuck that. It's been
Jackson hasn't seen it.
Bleep it out. Has he not?
No.
Oh shit.
I keep trying to tell him to watch it. He's like, "Yo, I'll get to it." I'm like, "Dude, it's so good. You got to watch Breaking Bad."
What an idiot.
I know, what a fucking he just slid something under the door. Oh, it's the mat that goes in front of our house. The welcome
says,
mat.
Come
but
inside.
It says come inside,
C-U-M.
But C-U-M, yeah.
We had a pair of Tim's just on there on the front.
Well, it was because it was rolled up, so we had to put some Tim's on it to, you know, keep it down. So
if anyone came to deliver something or
during that day, yes, they would just see a pair of Tim's and a mat that says come inside.
We're awful.
God, I'm sure, and to mention,
like,
this,
if I walked up to that, I'd automatically just make assumptions of those people.
Oh, just like, and that's, that was around the same period where I had the balls hanging off the back of my truck.
Yep.
I mean, not my truck.
You still have that picture
off my car.
Too.
Yeah, I do. And I'll say it again. I am so upset. Wait a second.
What?
This is coming out before we talked about that. So I can't, okay. You know what? I don't want to spoil anything. In an upcoming series, you guys will hear.
Oh yeah,
about the nuts, the story of the nuts,
the nuts story. Prepare for
it's
that.
It's an arc actually. It's like,
in
it's
a series
arc.
That's coming out for Spooky Mega called
Costume Quest.
Yep,
yeah, it's definitely an arc. So
I think
it's Costume Quest. I don't think it's Hotline Miami. I think it's Costume Quest, but it's an arc. So get ready for it. It's definitely not filler episodes. You want to tune into this saga of these nuts.
This year's Spooky Mega is bound to be epic.
It really is. I'm very excited. This is the first year. We're like, you know what? Let's fucking start on this shit early instead of not the week of.
Why
so we've been, you know, it's right now. It's like mid or towards late September. So we're like, let's start knocking it out. We've already recorded like 11 episodes of Spooky Mega, and it's not even October yet.
I know.
Feeling good.
The only problem is, I just want to put this out there. Just in case, you know, that we are still trying to figure out the recording aspect. You have heard it, I believe, in a recent podcast, and we're trying to figure out the problem. Sometimes there will be a pop and stuff will skip, which fucks up sometimes us cutting up the podcast and some episodes syncing them. So right now, just remember, we're still learning and getting stuff, trying to get it there at working at a 100%.
It's at like 90 right now.
No fuck ups. Yeah.
It's at 90.
Just that audio problem.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Actually, if anyone can help us out, when we record audio using Adobe Audition CC, the 2019 version, sometimes randomly it will just pop or stop.
It'll be like,
and then it'll skip ahead like 5 seconds. So when you're trying to sync up audio with gameplay, Justin, when he's trying to do that, it's really difficult because it'll randomly get out of sync. And then sometimes we'll be talking, like a good segment will have to be cut out because just the middle of it's just psh. And the mixer we're using, what does that say?
A Yamaha.
A Yamaha mixer?
Yeah, Yamaha.
What is it?
MG10XU.
MG10XU. We're using Amazon XLR cables, I believe. These are Amazon XLR cables, and we're using Sennheiser microphones.
Yeah.
Sennheiser MHX?
Yes.
Wait. Sennheiser, where's the microphone? People have been wondering this for a while, too, like what equipment we use. We should actually probably just do a video on that. Hold on, guys. Sennheiser MKH416P48.
Okay.
It's the microphones we use. So if any of you are like, what?
Thanks,
what do they
patrons.
Use? Yeah. Using the Patreon money, we were able to fund this whole office, get these computers for recording, get the mixer, get the microphones, the cables, the couch, the TV, consoles, games.
McDonald's
so,
for the people putting in soundproofing.
Yeah, McDonald's for those people. We only allowed them to get 4-count McNuggets each, though.
Yeah, and they could only have either water or we'd pay for milk because we want them to be. Want them to have strong bones.
No
for
soda.
Construction.
No soda. Absolutely no soda.
We don't want them getting cramps in the middle of putting up the soundproof.
No, and exactly. The thing is, like, what do we want to? Here's the thing: we give them soda. 10 years from now, they could their teeth could be rotted out. They could have a cavity, and
they
then
could
what?
Sue
they could look back and be like, you know what? It was that job I did. They gave me soda that rotted my teeth out. I'm gonna sue them. They're liable.
Yep.
Just like they're probably gonna do that anyway for the amount of asbestos in this office. Well, this is actually a. Do you think there's asbestos in this place? Because, judging by some parts of this office, I'm like, this place is pretty old.
Yeah. We've been told by multiple maintenance people how old this place is, how old and decrepit.
A lot
place.
Of the utilities are, I'm like there's like lamps in here. And I remember like, I looked at the plug and I was like, is this plug from the fucking 50s?
I know.
And then like a bunch of the other things, like just utilities around the Super Megaplex, which as you guys know, is just a place we rented out, but it's like, it's old. So it's got me wondering, like, I wonder if there's asbestos in these walls.
I wonder.
What's for dinner?
Here it is.
Dinner. Dinner. Great, man. It's so funny. Asbestos is scary. You don't even know what's there.
So is black mold.
And lead paint.
And gasoline.
There's gasoline everywhere, dude. It's breathing in all day.
Dude.
Ow!
My biggest fear is that, you know, I come outside, I see a bunch of puddles outside, I think it rains, I'm smoking a cigarette, and I throw it on the street because... Because the birds come and pick up and use it for nesting.
They make nests out of it. You're helping the environment.
I'm afraid that I'll set the whole neighborhood on fire.
Well, you can see gasoline's shiny, right?
So is water.
Well, I mean, gasoline has that kind of like...
sun's pretty shiny.
Rainbow shit, right? Or is that just oil? I don't know.
I guess gasoline might have that.
Yeah. But, well, that's why before I do, I taste every puddle to make sure it's not gasoline. I had many infections, but it's made my immune system stronger.
I love sniffing gasoline.
Smells so good.
After I'm done with the pump, I'll squeeze a little bit more out of the pump into the palm of my hand and just...
Well, the thing, you know, there's people out there that do that, though.
No, are there?
Of course, dude. In all of the world, there's some person that's just like, they splash a little on their hand. But...
Or they just like, use it
as... It's cologne, just
use
like...
Use it as a cologne.
On yeah. the neck.
Ah.
Why does gasoline smell so good?
I don't know.
That's the weird thing, right? Because when you smell gasoline, it's like
it doesn't
instant,
smell
like
appetizing good. It just smells.
It's like
smells like a drug. Like, you know how?
It's like, does it smell good because it's?
Ooh, I'm getting lightheaded.
Does it smell good because it's like making you feel good?
When people sniff
like
glue
a chemical
and Sharpies.
Exactly. Or is it like?
I never sniffed glue.
I never sniffed glue.
I sniffed
glue
Sharpies
either.
And magic marker and shit like that though.
I've never
not like like I would just like. Ooh.
Do you like the smell of Sharpies?
Remember when they made them purposely scented?
Yes.
And so they actually just had a bunch of kids sniffing markers? They still do that. Kids are still out there just, strawberries.
I remember like in elementary school, kids would like pretend to like get high off sniffing Sharpies.
Why can't they just make those but make them like Sharpie scented? Therefore, it's not bad to sniff it and it still smells like a Sharpie.
That's true. What makes Sharpies smell like that? Is there alcohol in Sharpies, I think? An ink?
The blood of virgins.
There is alcohol in it because it makes it, that's what makes it dry so fast, I think. I don't know. But why? I want to know the gasoline thing.
What about it?
For this thumbnail, it can just be you and me just playing with gasoline, squirting each other, and sniffing it. There was a My Strange Addiction about the a woman that was like obsessed. She'd just have cups all around her house of gasoline, just sniff.
Oh God.
I'm sure that's not good for your brain.
I feel like the reason it's good is because it's a rare little, like, you get kind of like walking into a shoe store.
Wait, but it smells good when you smell it, but it's not conventional.
Yeah, but if it was around
good
all the time, I'd be like, oh, I'm tired of this gasoline. I'm getting headaches.
I wonder if it would make you, does it make you high? Does it give you like an endorphin rush? Is that why it smells
good?
In some
way, it's killing your brain cells. It's doing the same thing, as I said, as like sniffing a little fucking Sharpie or something. It's going, and then your brain's going, And then that makes you go, oh, I like it a lot.
Gasoline feel good on bread.
Dude, give me more.
I'm just going to start drinking gasoline. What does gasoline taste like?
Instead of ball pits at Chuck E. Cheese, why not a gasoline pit?
Kids can just go, the bottom layer is just petroleum jelly with a top
like
layer
two
of gasoline.
2 inches of it. They just get to splash around in it. They can't drown in it.
Dude, gasoline might be the hardest smell to get off of shit. One time I was...
How about a campfire?
A campfire is pretty hard, too. But gasoline, my mom was furious at me because when I was in high school, I was mowing the front lawn and I went to, you know, I needed gas for the lawnmower. So I drove down in my mom's car to the gas station with like the red gasoline tank thing.
Yeah.
And I was filling it up. And when I pulled it out, I accidentally clicked the pump again and it just sprayed gasoline straight into my mom's driver's seat.
Oh my God.
And all over my pants, my shoes, and my shirt, and my hands. Like, I sprayed. Because
when you,
she wasn't with me, but I was just like, fuck. It was all over the seat, all over the floor, all over my shoes.
Did you tell her? Did you try to get away with it?
No, I told her. I had to throw my shoes away when I got home. Like, I could not get the smell out.
She's like, Matthew.
And I got in that car, and all I could smell was gasoline. I was like, oh no.
You're like, there's no way I'm hiding this.
Still to this day, she still has the same car. When
you're slowly
you get
killing
in,
your mother.
You can still smell the gasoline.
What if you're slowly poisoning your mother? Like in her lungs, like these gasoline particles.
Oh, maybe she should get a new car.
Maybe she should.
Maybe she should stop being so poor.
Maybe her rich son should buy her a new one.
Or maybe she should stop being so poor.
Dude, you should look, you've already bought two for the Tucker brothers. Why not a third Mercedes-Benz for your mother?
Well, here's the thing. The third Tucker brother moved out. I'm trying to get him two cars. Once he has two
cars.
Well,
that's not fair because Jackson and Harrison only get one. Why does he get two?
No, they don't. They each have two.
They each have two?
I thought you said
you bought two cars.
No, I bought two for the Tucker brothers, as in I bought two cars for each one of the Tucker brothers.
Oh, okay.
G-Wagons, to be specific.
Okay.
And my mom, you know, after buying Carson his two cars, I don't know what my bank account would look like, so it might be a little tricky. But
yeah, the best you maybe throw in some change for like carpet, like to re-carpet the car.
She's fine.
That bitch is good.
She likes the smell of gasoline too. It ain't bad.
Anne, I miss your voice. God, she hasn't texted or called me in some time.
Ryan, what are the odds right now you have to call my dad and then just say the word vagina and then see what he says back?
Can I call him from your phone?
Yeah. What are the odds?
I'll just do it.
Oh, okay.
But you're gonna hold the phone, and I'm not gonna say anything after that. That's the rule. I only say vagina. And then
well, how are you gonna say it though?
I'm just gonna go vagina.
Okay.
Okay. This is so.
Ready? Oh. Oh, my dad said can't talk, text me. Well, I'm not gonna text him vagina.
Send him an audio clip of me saying it.
He doesn't have an iPhone. You can't send audio clips.
Oh shit. Can you send him an audio recording?
Vagina.
He opens it in front of people. He's like, I don't know where that
he's in like men's small group for church. Vagina.
Oh, we're children.
I'm looking who else I got in my phone we can call. Just before we end the podcast, maybe one quick little phone call.
Wait, can I talk to the girl who I knew from youth group who's now marrying your
I don't
friend?
Know. I don't have her contact info.
You should call him and see if they're with each other.
I could talk to a realtor that I was looking at a place with months ago, and then it fell through. Hey, remember me, bitch? Yeah, the YouTuber. Oh, I can call Brent.
He didn't pick up last time.
But that was the middle.
Did he even text you back?
No, he didn't. He doesn't care. I'll call him now and I'll say, why didn't you answer my call last night? Now watch this. I'm going to get Brent. This is going to be really good. I'm going to get Brent.
Please leave your message.
Oh, that bitch. Shit. What the fuck?
He went.
He sent me the voicemail. He went, oh, this fucker is calling me. Beep. Hung up on me. What an asshole.
I heard what you said about me in the episodes. I'm not taking any. You're screening my fucking calls.
Can you call my mom?
Yeah. Okay, what should I say?
I don't know. I'm just not here. Just try to get away with saying stuff and while she thinks listening.
How about I just have a regular conversation with her?
Yeah,
but it's really uncomfortable.
Hey, I just wanted to say how you're doing. Hey, yeah. I'm bored. I was just like, Ryan didn't come into work today because
he's... Dude, I'm going to make her think you like killed yourself or something.
Okay, that's definitely the wrong...
Hey,
don't mention me. Just don't mention me at all.
I haven't heard from Ryan in a few days. He went home last time, and I
went to go knock on his door, but I there was only like this smell. This
bad.
It was like garbage.
Like he had some meat that had gone bad. What should I talk to your mom about? Give me a prompt.
Is she excited for the new Joker movie? Hey, Cecile, what? I just wanted to check to see if you're excited for the new Joker movie.
All right, here we go.
She better pick up. She's usually quick at picking up, too.
Everyone's screening my calls today. Is she at work or something?
I guess. Fucking earning a living.
Well, you know how a lot of people our parents' age won't answer if they don't know the number.
At the tone, please record your message. When you finish,
I'll leave her a nice message.
Yeah.
Or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Mrs. Cecile. This is Matt Watson. Just figured it's been a while since we talked, so I thought I'd just call and say, hey, see how you're doing. See, you know, just what's new in life. You know, years flying by. It's almost October, which you know what that means, new Joker movie. So hope you're excited for that one. Anyway, just give me a call back. Anytime you feel like talking. Thanks. You ready to sign off?
Yeah.
Another classic episode of Super Mega Cast.
I know. Y'all have to wait another week for another one? What? That's so unfair.
I know. But remember, guys, it hits streaming services earlier than the YouTube video now, so you can usually get the podcast on like Wednesday or Thursday now instead of having to wait until Friday.
And we upload almost every day. We try to do it every day, but just sometimes we're stupid. And some would describe those as little mini podcasts you can listen to if you're missing our podcast.
Yeah, the Let's Plays. Yeah, because I mean, literally the Let's Plays, we talk about the exact same shit
as we talk about over the podcast. Game, miss the story and instructions and get lost.
Because literally, if you haven't watched our Let's Plays, if you just listen to podcasts, imagine this. Imagine it's the exact same type of conversation and shit, except there's just some video game to watch in the background while you do it. And occasionally we'll talk about like what we have to do in the game, but we'll always bring it back to some stupid fucking conversation like vaginal yeast. So
yeah.
And there's good editing in those too. Justin, our editor, does a fantastic fucking job editing those and adds little funny things. Sometimes he appears in them
with
his green screen. Justin, edit yourself in right now. Oh, wait a second.
It's a podcast.
He's not editing this. Well, I feel stupid now.
Yeah.
I'll put a picture of Justin up on screen. There's a picture of Justin, everybody.
Ooh, second picture?
Yeah, two pictures in one podcast.
Unless we cut out the part.
Leaving that in. Don't worry.
Okay, good.
All right, guys. Well, hope you all have a great, wonderful weekend and a great rest of your day or week. Or I don't know when you're listening to this. You could be listening to this on a Monday. So have a great week. Please subscribe. Check out our Patreon for some extra content for $5 a month. Support the boys. And I guess we'll see y'all next week for 163. Got anything else?
Easter egg hunt.
Is that the name of the episode? No, that's gross.
No, just an anecdote to end on.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Yeah.